Hello everybody, welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be making rice rotis or rice flatbreads. I learned this from my grandmother who used to make it when I was little, and I had some leftover rice sitting in the refrigerator. It's about 2-3 days old, and you know how it gets really, really hard. So I put it back into the saucepan and I put just a little bit of water in it. I covered the saucepan and I put it on low until it became really nice and soft. So we'll be putting the day old rice into our rotis or our flatbreads. So let's go ahead. I'm going to explain you all the ingredients and we're going to go ahead and knead the dough. So for starters, we're going to go with a good 2 to 3 tablespoons of olive oil into our dough. We're going to use rest of the olive oil to make the flatbreads. I've got about 2 cups of cooked old rice. I've got a tablespoon of green chutney. I've got a teaspoon of cumin powder, a tablespoon of turmeric, a tablespoon of cayenne, 2 tablespoons of dried parsley, tablespoon of mango powder, which is also known as amchur powder, and 1 teaspoon of ginger and 1 teaspoon of garlic combined together. Then I have fresh lemon juice, salt, pepper, and fresh Italian parsley here. And then we're gonna use enough water to bind the dough. So let's get started here. I'm gonna go ahead and add our olive oil in here. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and add our rice in here. Then I'm just gonna go grab a spatula here. I'm gonna go ahead and add our green chutney in here. And I'm gonna be doing a video on just how to make green chutney for those of you out there that really wanna learn how to do that, because it smells fantastic. Then I'm gonna go ahead and sprinkle our cumin in here. Our turmeric. Our cayenne, dried parsley leaves, mango powder, ginger and garlic, and then our lemon juice. Go ahead and add about a tablespoon of salt, and then we're gonna give it a taste test before we start making the rotis. Some fresh pepper. This is a very, very, very healthy dish, and I was reading a lot about the turmeric and the ginger. It was really, really fascinating to know that those both are anti-inflammatory ingredients here. So you know, this, it's really good for your health, and it's got the wheat flour in there, so it's really, really good for your health. And then I'm gonna go ahead and add the Italian parsley in here, and then folks, I always wear a glove when I'm binding dough. You don't have to, just a habit of mine. I just, you know, sometimes I feel like I don't know what's under our nails, and I get really worked about that. So I just like to wear it. If you don't like it, that's fine. I've just been doing this for a long time with the gloves. So anytime I'm going to be doing dough, you're going to be seeing my gloves. So here, let's just give this a good mix here. It already smells really, really good. And this is the time that I am going to do a little taste test, because this is the time I want to know if I need to add a little bit of salt in there or not. And there's no salt in here at all. So we're going to add about a tablespoon. All think that should be good. I'm gonna go ahead and add just regular water slowly, because we don't want it to get really, really soggy. We just want a dough in the consistency of where we can make the balls and then roll it out. And I'm just gonna work it, because as I'm kneading the dough, it's really coming together. But I still feel like I'm just gonna use just a little bit more water, just because it's a little hard. And we have a good dough that's binded right there. It's perfect. Look at that, how it came together. Okay, perfect. I love the turmeric color in there and the smell of the cumin and the ginger and the garlic. This is a great, great, great thing for breakfast. I love it with my eggs. You can have it with butter and honey. Wonderful. So now what I'm gonna do is I am going to cover our dough, let it rest for about 15, 20 minutes. We're gonna come back and we're gonna roll this out. I'm gonna show you how it looks. So we're back after 15 minutes. Our dough has been resting, and we're gonna go ahead and turn our stove on so we can get the stove nice and hot. And then again, I'm just gonna put my glove on the a new one. Again, folks, you don't have to use it. I like using it, so. Okay, so what we're gonna do is, we're just gonna take about, we don't wanna make them too big and we don't wanna make them too small. So, and I don't like using flour on top of this. It is gonna stick a little bit, but the reason I don't like using flour is because it's gonna get harder and tougher. So I like just using some olive oil. I think our pan is nice and hot. You just have to be a little careful because it's soft. Hear that sizzle in there? Perfect. We're gonna let it cook a little bit on one side. I'm gonna show you one more. See, you just need to give it a little bit more time. And these will be so nice and soft because we're not using that extra flour. And so I wanted to show you, just like a pancake, you see how the sides are getting dry? It's not shining anymore. That's perfect. So what we're gonna do is now, gonna turn it around, and we're gonna drizzle a little bit more olive oil on it. Okay. We're just gonna let it cook just a little bit longer. You know how this is so soft? This is gonna be opposite. Like once it's cooked, it's gonna be more formed, easier to handle. See the color changed? And this is not gonna fluff up at all, just because we have the heavier ingredients in there, like the rice and stuff. See how it's got the little brown spots on it? That means it's almost ready. And I didn't want to shut off the video because I really want you to see how long it's going to take for it to cook. So, this one's all done. I'll take this one out. And we're going to do the other one just like this one. And now here, folks, I'm going to show you a really good trick. Another trick that you can tell that the bottom is getting formed, so you can turn it. You know, you will be, even if you're not wearing gloves, you would be able to turn it. See? And it's not really hot on top. So I'm done with my gloves here. I'm going to take them off. I'm going to turn this around. Then we're going to drizzle a little bit of olive oil. That's good enough. Okay, I'm gonna turn my stove off. And folks, we're done with making our leftover rice rotis. Look at that, it smells wonderful in here. And I'm excited because I get to try it and let you guys know. So I'm gonna take a little piece here. And you can have it with either a mango chutney, or you could have it with honey and butter, like I said. Just scoop that in there. All the spices have come together. The lemon juice, the cumin, the turmeric, the rice, the salt. And then when you have it with the honey, it's got the savory and sweet taste to it. Folks, try this out. You're gonna love it. And I'm sure your family is gonna love it even more. Now, I have a couple more recipes that I have uploaded with what to do with day-old rice. Make sure you go to my channel, watch my Chinese rice recipe, and also my leftover rice fritters. So make sure you do that. And I'm gonna have this with my tea. And I would like to thank you for watching this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here on the next episode with another great recipe. See you, folks.